Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. This half hour is presented by Gulf Coast Air Care, who is responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
Here at News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr, and I'm super excited. We have Todd St. Ors and Sam St. Ors in studio. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Jenna. How are you?
I'm doing well. Okay,
you have spring in your step this morning. So I will say spring is Woo-hoo! In your step this morning. You seem like you're off to a good start today.
I'm really excited. It's I thought it was going to rain. I really was like, when I woke up.
Oh, that's coming tomorrow.
Yeah. I was like, all right, it's going to be cloudy. It's going to be a little gloomy. But no, the sun pulled through for me today. And it just makes me
beautiful
extra
day.
Happy.
Beautiful day.
And I'm really happy because I'll probably get a bunch of cleaning done later on. And I talked to you before about how it is spring cleaning time, and a part of that is your air filter and your air care system, right, and all that. But I want to give a quick reminder to all of our listeners. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. We're going to chat with Todd St. Ors from Gulf Coast Air Care. And you can always call or text in. Even if you have a picture, you can text us, 437-1620, 437-1620. Maybe you just have a question. Maybe you're doing some spring cleaning like me and you find things. You're like, what is that? That's a little weird.
And
you know,
if you have something that's elaborate, or maybe you don't want to share across the airwaves, we're in Gulf Breeze. Our number is 850-934-2768. On the web, it's gulfcoastaircare.com. People have found us through the web. We're disconnected by the bridge, but we are in connection with the community. Actually, the traffic wasn't bad coming around this morning. We were here in plenty of time to hear the early segment
Good.
That you had going. So, and yeah, you know, the spring cleaning that you're talking about, one of the things that we do that we've been doing for a long time, I mean, Gulf Coast Air Care is 27 years old. My wife thought it was a great idea for us to start the company. And the very first initial, I didn't know what I was doing at the very beginning. So I had this STS. Sam was about, he was 6 months old.
Aww.
And so I was trying to figure out, you know, like his initials are STS, Samuel Tucker St. Ors. So, and I didn't know, we didn't have a name for the company. We had no idea what we were doing. I had this equipment out in the garage. So we started out as STS. And then, you know, I went to Vegas, went to indoor air quality school, went to dealership training. And then at that point, I realized, okay, the whole Gulf Coast is our region. And so we found this logo, Gulf Coast Air Care. So STS went by the wayside. Sorry about that, Sammy T. You know, it just
happens.
Anyways.
Sorry.
But
you're still alive and well,
was
carrying
the
it on.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
so you
awesome.
Can change it back if you ever decide to run the company, you know, if you want to do that. I wouldn't recommend that, but anyways. So at Gulf Coast Air Care, you know, a lot of our spring cleaning stuff that we see is kind of out of sight, out of mind, because a lot of people's ductwork, you know, and the biggest part of the impact that you have in the indoor environment can be dust. It can be the humidity that, like you were talking about, and it can be, you know, the outdoor weather affects the indoor weather. And when you're trying to make that better, when you're trying to do spring cleaning or get ready for that long grind that we have for the summer, one of the things that you should consider is, you know, that indoor environment, it's affected in every room by the vent, the duct that comes in there. So, and, you know, the easy thing you can do is change your air filter, right?
That's right.
How's that working out for you?
So far, I'm noticing a difference. Actually, the craziest part is that I'm not vacuuming my house every day, which is annoying. Because I have so many things going on.
Right. And, well, you have pets and children and, you know, busy household.
And I'm
and
not
all that.
A stay-at-home mom anymore. I'm just going to throw that in there.
Okay.
But no, the best part is that I think, all right, so you know how it can start to smell musty in your house sometimes?
Yes.
And I on cooler evenings, I try not to pump the AC, obviously,
right.
Because you just don't need it.
Mm-hmm.
And on days like yesterday, it started to get a little muggy.
Yeah,
it just felt muggy.
It's sticky.
Right? Yeah, sticky. And so I noticed, okay, I'm going to turn down the AC a little bit. And what I noticed is it didn't smell musty this time.
And we can talk about, you know, where that kind of comes from. So,
Okay.
Do we have a call? No?
Nope.
Okay.
That's just a random ringing
random
in our ear.
Somebody. Yeah. Okay. So when you, at the very beginning of the season, and Sam, you can probably attest to this because you've cleaned a bunch of stuff. Sam's been with us a little over a year now. He finished his business degree. And I said,
good
why don't you
job.
Come and evaluate this business over here? I mean, we have a solid business.
Yes.
And so he started in the trenches, kind of like we all have figured out the best way to do that. So when you find a dirty system, and you've seen some dirty, I mean, you've seen some dirty coils, and
yeah, I've seen some horror shows.
So it's one way to put it, right?
When you first turn on the air conditioning, all that stuff that's on the coil, and it's been on there throughout the summer or throughout the winter, and it's been dry, you've maybe had the heat on or just no air at all, it dries out. And then when you turn on air conditioning, all that coil gets wet. So you start to wet all that stuff down. It kind of stinks like a wet dog or the inside of a, you know, a kid's hockey bag. You know, I had some hockey players when
gross.
They were younger, and it's like you open that
worst.
Bag like, oh.
I used to work at a hockey rink, and I grew up going to all of my friends' hockey games, and it is wretched.
So you know, when that
I can relate to
when
it.
That odor
yes.
comes through your duct system into the house, you're like, oh, this is rough. So that can happen when you first go to air conditioning, and all that stuff gets re-wetted. If it's not clean. So for cleaning, you know, that's what we do. We specialize in cleaning duct systems, cleaning HVAC systems, the equipment. And there's a lot of other more in-depth things that we do. But, you know, people ask us all the time, well, you know, how often should I have my duct? I had two people yesterday said, duct cleaning, how often should we do that? 5, 6 years, something like that. Depends on filters that you have.
Okay,
the way you run the thermostat, the traffic you have in the house.
Sure.
You know, sometimes flooring, hard surface flooring as opposed to carpet can have a different dust load. Mm-hmm. Because when you're vacuuming, you're taking all that stuff out of the carpet.
Yeah.
And when you have smooth floors, you get traffic through the house from pets and kids and movement. That dust will travel with the movement through the house.
Right. So. And like when you're vacuuming, like I even told you before, if you are not like cleaning your vacuum too on a regular basis, or you don't have a good filter in that vacuum, mm-hmm. you're like pretty much spewing all of that, because not all of it gets sucked up and there's air that blows out.
Right.
Obviously, I don't know the technical terms, so I mean,
well, there's
on.
HEPA filtration that you can get for a vacuum.
Right.
And you want
right.
to get the best, that microfiltration bag that you can buy, that's just an upgrade to the regular bag. It'll capture a lot more of that stuff that's coming back through the vacuum. And, you know, the vacuum will collect a lot of the big stuff, and then it just redistributes everything else in the rooms where you're cleaning or where you're vacuuming. So you're just moving that stuff from one spot to another.
It's true. But like I said, since we've changed the air filter, it's been about almost 6 days, I'm noticing I'm not vacuuming every single day, which I was with just a standard air filter. And I am giving a review right now.
Oh, all right.
Okay, so listen, we do have a call. We have Aaron from Pensacola on the phone. Good morning, Aaron. Do you have a question for Todd St. Orr's?
Hi.
Hi.
Good morning, Jenna. Hey. Good. I have a quick question about a house that had previously had a smoker in it. So it was a smoky, you know, house. What the recommendation would be to get the air cleaned or the ducts cleaned before, you know, somebody would live in that house again? What would that best recommendation be?
Yeah. There's a list of stuff that I'm going to give you, and I appreciate your call this morning.
That's a good question.
That's one that we get pretty frequently, and it's sometimes a real estate change, you know, sometimes it's a tenant change. So ETS is environmental tobacco smoke, and it's very distinct because all the stuff that you see in the HVAC system and on the walls and in different places in the inside of the house, mm-hmm. it's brown. So if you're seeing candle soot in there, it's going to be black or gray. But in environmental tobacco smoke, mm-hmm. it's brown. You are going to have to make sure that you wash or clean, and in some cases paint the walls. The carpet's going to have to mm-hmm. be done. If it's really bad, I mean, if you have that bad smell, the carpet may need to be removed. Certainly the duct mm-hmm. is going to have a layer of ETS, environmental tobacco smoke, on the inside of the duct system. And that's one of those things where you want to have a duct cleaning done. But we also have this product called Soot Set Sealer, which is an encapsulant type spray, so that we don't get any of that odor out of the duct system after the cleaning portion. We fog this sealer in there. It creates like a film or coating on the inside of the duct system. So,
oh, wow.
And so there's a pretty elaborate
wow.
bunch of steps that you have to take. Ozone in an unoccupied space, in mark my words, an unoccupied space, ozone can also help with the odor that comes associated with the smoker, the ETS issue.
Okay. Wow, Aaron, thank you so much for that call. Appreciate
yeah.
you, and I hope that helps you.
Thank you.
And if we can help you with
it
that,
did.
Call
Thanks
us at
so
the
much.
Call us at the office, 850-934-2768, or gulfcoastaircare.com has got a email link on there. You can get a hold of us, and we're happy to come out and look at that, determine what needs to happen.
Yeah.
In a lot of cases, we change the registers out in those, the vents, you know, because, you know, some of them, they're just kind of rough.
There is something nasty about the smoker. And actually, we're hanging out here in studio, and look, isn't it ironic?
Yeah, they're talking about spring cleaning on
Live with Kelly and
yeah,
Ryan. Love me some Kelly Ripa. But it's just funny. This is what you do when you're preparing for the spring
after
it's, like you said, all been sitting there
mm-hmm.
all winter. And I have to tell you, when you go into a house, just getting back to what Aaron was asking, the environmental tobacco smoke that lingers. And like, you know, when I was growing up, I had like the aunts and uncles that smoked inside. I'm
right.
not gonna lie. It, you know, back then it was normal that you smoked while you sat there and ate your breakfast.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
It's like, you know, it baffles my mind now. But going to visit, you could still smell it in their house.
Absolutely.
It's been probably 20 years since they quit.
In the past, I've come back from jobs before, and Kathy's like, wow, this is my wife. She's like, were you in a bar today? Did you go to... And I was like, well, we're doing an ETS house. And, you know, it just permeates everything. You know, I mean, it gets into the clothes. You can be in there working, and it will permeate into the work clothes that you're wearing, you know, especially if you break sweat and you get wet and all that. You know, moisture is one of the things that it... probably not so much ETS, but everything else. When you have odors, when you have issues, they're complicated typically by the moisture or the humidity. So that humidity or that moisture, that vapor that's in the air carries all those odors. It carries those, it feeds it helps support the microbial issue. Yeah.
And number one, let me just give you a little tip from Jenna. Just don't smoke inside. go outside, you know, get away from the house. Because even sometimes, like when you walk by a house or whatever, you can tell, or you go up to the door. And so, you
right.
know, but I do know, just when we were house hunting, looking at houses, I would walk in and you could tell they didn't take all the steps that you were, you know, guiding
right,
Aaron
right.
with
mm-hmm,
because
mm-hmm.
there was still a little bit of lingering. So is it the carpets? Is it the walls? Which thing needs to be taken care of? And a lot of times the carpets, I mean, if that's not just like a smell, you know,
you can take
keeper.
You can take down a picture that's been on the wall for a while and you'll see a difference in the color behind the picture and the rest of the walls.
Oh.
And you know, that's one of the indicators, like, wow, it's really bad in here because here's a clean spot and it's brown or yellow
right.
all around the walls on that. And you've got to wash down those walls. You've got to get all that out of that indoor environment.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's one of the things. You know, I've seen places too where, because we test buildings, we test for, you know, how tight, how leaky the duct system is, how leaky the building is. And you'll see people that sit outside and smoke on the porch,
sure.
which is kind of the standard thing now, you know. And if the house is under negative pressure, if that air conditioner is running, you open the door and it draws the particulates, the smoke, the pollen, the dust, it draws it right into the house because the house is under negative pressure. So it's not blowing up like a balloon. It's actually sucking into the house trying to get enough airflow in because it's under negative pressure. And in some cases, you know, we've had to do pretty in-depth testing to figure out what's going on with that house and then try and fix it by bringing in more air or sealing up some of those gaps, cracks, and holes. We've talked about this before,
yeah,
that, you know, our business is all about gaps, cracks, and holes.
Right.
And then the airflow and the particulate and the microbials and the allergens that move through those gaps, cracks, and holes, you know, that can make a huge impact on your indoor air quality.
Absolutely.
And if you feel like you have some gaps, cracks, or holes, you can call us at the office, 850-934-2768. Or go to GulfCoastAirCare.com.
Yes.
And, you know, spring is in the air. It's one of the things that a lot of people are thinking about. I do have one quick shout out. I got a friend of mine it's probably snowing where he's at. He's tuned in listening today. He's coming down I flew in the Navy for a long time, and we're having a squadron reunion in 2 weeks.
Oh,
he said he was
going to
tune in today. So, Sandy, if you're out there listening, it's warm down here. It's nice down here. We look forward to seeing you in a couple weeks when you come down.
Sandy, it's better here is what we're trying to
yeah,
say.
Yeah, yeah, it's more better. And I think he's in Western New York, so, you know, it's probably cold up there.
It is still cold. I mean, I talked to my best friend in Jersey today, and yeah, it's still a little chilly.
They're still having winter out west in Colorado. I know that.
Sorry about that. It's sunny and 71 here.
Yeah. Not to rub your face in there. We are going to have some rain tomorrow, which we deal with our rain and our moisture.
Oh, we do.
That,
so. And we deal with the humidity, and we have you guys to help us not have a humid, gross, and smelly house.
Well,
but I do have a question rolling in. Let me throw this out there.
Okay.
One of our listeners wants to know, does the 3-month AC air filter really last 3 months?
No.
I know we've talked about this, but that's a good reminder for our listeners.
You know, there's some of them out there that do. It depends on, is your filter sized correctly? In other words, if you have a 3-ton unit and you have one single small 12 by 24 filter, it's too small. So the air whistles through it. The filter clogs up very early. But a lot of those 3-month filters I see, even if they're sized minimally correctly. So in other words, you have a 16 by 24 on a 3-ton unit. This is getting a little bit technical, and we can help you determine if your filter is sized correctly, and then you get the proper lifespan out of whatever filter you're using. You know,
right.
Because there's the pleated filter, which is kind of wavy, and then
yes,
there's the honeycomb style filter, and those are supposed to be 90-day 11 SEER, 13 SEER filter, or 13 MERV rating. MERV is a minimum energy efficiency value. The higher the number, the more efficient the filter.
Okay.
But the higher the number, the bigger that you need to have airflow going in through the return so that it actually does its job. So in a lot of cases, more often than not, probably 75% of the settings where I see people using a 3-month filter, they don't ever make 3 months. Sam, you guys see that all the time in the field too. You get out there and they haven't changed their filter, and
yeah, no.
Sometimes they write the date on them, sometimes they don't, and you know, we just find out that.
Well, these days we can put in our phones, you know.
That's true. You can do a reminder
on the calendar, and it lets you know. And I mean, just for my sake, I like to go look at it. But I like those kind of things. It's a little gross, right? But I like to look at it and see, oh, how you doing in there, buddy?
When you have that AirSafe filter, so the corner of it is tucked inside the frame. So you pull that out, it's always going to be that white, green media. It's going to be clean. So you look at the edge and pull the corner out, and you're like, oh, my gosh, this is horrible. I need to change this.
You need to pull it out, yeah.
So, you know, I like the habit of Gulf Power will never not send you a power bill. So when they send you a power bill, you should think about your air filter.
That's
now,
right.
if you have minimal traffic, you don't run the air conditioning real low, you know, maybe you're an empty nester or something like that, you may not be changing that filter every month. You may get 6 or 8 weeks out of it. As we go farther into the summertime, when the air conditioning is running a lot more, you know, there's more airflow going through there. I have my thermostat set up to where it turns on a little light and says, hey, knucklehead, you need to change the filter. It's been 350 hours.
Right.
So at my house, 350 hours of runtime, that's when we need to change a filter.
Yeah.
And I have Sam with me who, you know, he's my filter, you know, that was on my honey-do list now. And you know, Sam's he's a Gulf Breeze. He's moved back to Gulf Breeze because of the bridge situation. He was living in East Hill with his brother, and moved back because our shop's in Gulf Breeze.
Yeah.
And you know, that commute, that travel around is just, it was brutal. So, so I have Sam built in to take care of the, you know, the recycling and the trash, the air filter and all that kind of stuff. So
I think that's good,
it's
though.
Appreciated.
I mean, you know, those are things I'm just now getting my 10-year-old into doing. Yeah, and so we haven't moved him up to air filter status yet.
Well, you know, you could get him there. you know, we have an attic to get in that's going to be a little challenging for me after we leave here. So Sam's he's headed for an attic a little bit later. So, but it's not a horrible day today.
No, it's not. It's not. You know, I mean, I personally would probably complain, but you look like a trooper. Hey, our friend who texted in about the filter said, so just to be safe, should we change it at every 2 months or mark the filters? Are they, and then filters can be expensive.
Right. Right.
So, you know, they're kind of asking like.
Well, and you have to find a visual cue. Like when you start to see that thing get discolored or a little bit of dust build up, it's time to change. The AirSafe filter, call us at the office and we'll send you a piece of literature on the AirSafe filter. A picture's worth 1,000 words, but that thing has got a white polyester filter media insert in it. So when it gets buildup on it, you know it's time to change it. I like that visual cue.
Right.
Same thing that I tell people. It's springtime. The visual cue for the air filter is pretty straightforward. It's discoloration. Mm-hmm. When you go outside springtime and look at your drain line outside, you need to go and find this thing. Get the weeds and the leaves and the junk that's passed up, covered up that air filter or that drain line out there, and make sure that you have clean, clear water coming out of your drain line, dripping, you know, just slowly running or whatever. If it's white or milky or slimy or discolored, got any boogers in it, it's right. time to clean that drain line out and start off on a fresh, clean drain line, because if that drain line gets backed up at the beginning of air conditioning season, you're going to have a flood in the house. Then you've got some kind of water loss, depending on where the air conditioner's at, if it's in the attic or if it's in the hallway. You know, you've seen these where it floods out on the floors and all that.
You'll see it come up from
under
the floor.
Easiest thing you can do is go outside and find that end of that drain line and make sure that it's open, the water can get out, and it's got clean, clear water coming out of it, and it's not milky or slimy or yucky looking.
Okay.
So those are the two things that, you know, change your air filter, get a good filter that you can kind of get a visual cue on. You can tell when it gets dirty.
Yeah.
And then and go find your drain line outside. And if you have any questions or concerns, you know, I mean, I love DIY people because I can coach you through this. Do it yourselfers. I'm happy to talk to you about, okay, look at this, look for this, look, do this, do this. And that's one of the things we do. If you need help with this, you can call us at Gulf Coast Air Care. We do duct cleaning, we do duct sealing, we do, you know, repairs and indoor air quality from a building science standpoint, not necessarily a, it's just more involved and it's more specialized.
Okay.
And we want to focus on dust and particulate, how healthy the building is, how comfortable the building is, and certainly energy efficiency.
Excellent. So yes.
We're at 850-934-2768, Gulf Coast Air Care, and our website is gulfcoastaircare.com. So,
and also just to remind everybody, it is April. Mm-hmm. So the monthly newsletter of Gulf Coast Air Care is out. Always something you can check out online, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. So you can go take a look. We've got thoughts from Todd. We've got, the recipe. I love a good quiche.
Well, I was writing that right before Easter and I was like, we're going to have all these eggs from Easter eggs or whatever. So there's a quiche recipe on there.
I love it. That's so good.
National Gardening Day. I normally put a little garden tips or whatever in there. So get out in your garden today and enjoy the outdoor environment, because you're going to be trapped in the indoor environment tomorrow when it's pouring rain.
Yeah. I was talking about Gardening Day earlier, and although I'm not a gardening expert, I leave that up to Mike. I do love making sure it at least looks okay.
Right.
And then, you know, having low maintenance, not super pollinating things is helpful.
Oh, our garden got hammered by the hailstorm the other day. It was
That's the worst. But I am excited because then I'll have an update for you in a couple weeks about my air filter you gave me.
If you don't have a good filter, you are one.